Off the Ball, GAA.
You would have associated Cork with small, nippy players. That seems to be changing now. They're big, nippy players.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Zeebo going on his own! He gets the try!
The Red 78.
We're both Munster people.
Fleury gets over the line! Try for Munster!
Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
Hello and welcome to the Red 78 Munster podcast for Munster fans. My name is Rory O'Hagan from Off the Ball. I'm joined by Munster legends Alan Quinlan and Fiona Hayes, and we have a lot to talk about on today's show. An incredible win for the Reds against La Rochelle. More French opponents to come this weekend and a new contract for Jack Crowley. We'll discuss all that and more on this episode of the Red 78. First off, Quinny, Fiona, how are you? Fiona, have you recovered from your trip to France, first off?
Oh my God, what a trip. What a trip. It was unbelievable. And I wasn't working as well, so it made it all that extra special. Unbelievable few days away. I have not recovered. It's going to take me a while. I can't even get back to Bordeaux because I'd say I died of a heart attack after last weekend. Yeah. It was unbelievable. The game, the people I met along the way, the fans, the weather, the La Rochelle fans. Look, I suppose, and I've played a lot of women's rugby over the years, so I haven't gotten to many away games, so I can't compare it. I'm sure Quinny will compare it with some of the best, but it certainly seemed it's the best away trip I've ever had. But as I said, I've been playing rugby on Saturdays and Sundays, so I haven't had a lot to them. But oh my God, I should have quit a rugby a lot earlier.
It looked absolutely incredible over there. Quinny, how are you? Sorry to imagine you've got a bit of an extra pep in your step this week after that win over the weekend.
Yeah, good, thanks. Yeah, it was a magnificent win, wasn't it? Ironic that it was Munster who beat Rodgers, La Rochelle. Yeah. I kind of thought that it was a tall order. They definitely would have given him a chance going there, but you know, in fairness, they're hanging on at the end. It could have been a penalty against Finian Witchley for that tackle. But I think some of the decisions, you know, that went against Munster were tough, so it probably balanced itself out. But yeah, it was incredible to see the build up, the fans dancing, singing, Golov up on some sort of a heist. it was great. But look, it's very important result as regards just giving the whole organisation a lift, really. I don't think anyone's getting carried away and suddenly think Munster are going to win the European Cup. They're not, unless something crazy happens. Yeah, and it's a very tall order to go to Bordeaux this week. But it was a very important one to kind of ignite the fans and give them a little bit of hope. And I just think the way they played, a lot of people were commenting that it was kind of brought them back to the great away trips over the years in France, and it was very special. So yeah, it was fantastic. So they deserve a lot of credit for that, and we'll chat about whether they can get it going again for this week.
We certainly will. A lot to discuss on today's show. Let's get to some of the comments. John Carroll says the physicality and sheer desire to win got Munster over the line. Brilliant performances throughout, but Casey Crowley, Byrne, Witchley and Klein put in unbelievable shifts to the jersey. Let's hope they can bring it again for Bordeaux. Joe says wonderful performance. Pack really fronted up. Casey in the form of his life since return from injury, and Crowley showing why he's the best 10 in the country. So that's some magic from the backs. The win was deserved. Roll on Bordeaux. Owen Healy says huge weekend put down by both players and supporters. Well, on Fiona, that's talking about you there. Where there's a will, there's a way. Still worried about Nankavell's absence and feel like it could cost us this weekend. Tyke Byrne, truly a danger to any opposition. On we go. Keane McGivney says, given the boost of a new contract extension for Jack Crowley, are Munster well placed to cause another shock result by defeating Bordeaux 25 years on from beating Toulouse in the same stadium? And Neil Dooley, the Leinster fan, says, Saturday's win was your final. Thanks for that, Neil.
Neil, boom.
Yeah, not bigger.
I wonder where Neil is from.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly. But look, lads, we have so much to talk about. Like that performance against La Rochelle, Fiona, like you were there, you were in the stadium. Like you could feel, I suppose, the emotion from the Munster fans. Like there, how big a win was it, and just how incredible was it to be there to witness it?
Look, it was unbelievable. I saw a lot of grown men crying after the game. You might think that's a bit mad, but it was just, there was something in the air. You know, Rory, it was unbelievable. On the walk up to the stadium, chatting to people around, I met numerous Munster fans, and I've been around for years, that said, I feel something brewing. They just felt like the weekend was going to be something special, that this team, the injuries coming back, the performance grinding out that win in Connacht, that they felt it was a possibility. And I suppose the Raj factor as well, you know, it's always going to add to that environment, and the crowd, the people, McDonagh, Callan, everyone just felt like something was going to happen, and they performed, and they certainly did that. I know a lot of the readers were talking about the pack. Unbelievable they were. I thought the set piece in particular, the physicality, we talk about Coombs every week, and Quinny will talk about later as well, about how he needs to stand up in the big games. He is doing this week in, week out.
Yeah.
That black down try, scoring that try. Yes, there was a few hairy moments. If Teddy Thomas took the two props on the outside, it could have been different conversation altogether if the referee had given that against Wycherley. But look, it was Munster's day. They put some shift in, and just to watch the people in the crowd, the La Rochelle fans were actually even happy for us after. Yeah. So many people coming over, shaking our hands, and it was one of those special European days. But that's not to take away from the performance on the day. It was huge from them.
Winnie, is this one of Munster's best ever wins?
It's up there, I think. Look, as Neil says, who's from, I think he I looked at his profile yesterday. Yeah, I think he's from Dublin, and that's fine too.
There's a shock.
They're very welcome, any Leinster, Connacht, Ulster fans to join us here as well. But look, it could be a Munster's final. I think La Rochelle were in a difficult place as regards the results leading up to it. Ronan spoke about confidence, self belief, reintegrating players back into their squad. On paper, very strong side. First 15, 20 minutes, you know, they looked like they were the dominant side and they could really hurt Munster. I think that early try being disallowed, with Teddy Thomas touching the touchline. Look, I think it's the significance of but you could argue Munster in the same situation, because they've had a very kind of up and down season. Players coming back into the squad, loads of injuries that we've spoken about. In the context of Europe, as Fiona said, like, you always feel there's something brewing when it comes to Europe, no matter what team Munster have available. They showed in January in Northampton, you know, it kind of was that kind of a feel that it was a crazy game. They lost by 2 points against Northampton, but they just, you know, they played brilliantly at times, a few defensive errors, but it seems to bring out the best in Munster, no matter who's out on the field, what players are. So it's right up there. I was trying to think and look back, you know, this team, the current group, won in Toulon last year, didn't they? It was a magnificent result in the pool stages. I think back to a great pool win against Clermont. Was it 2018-19, sometime around then? But I think regarding knockout rugby, you know, they knocked Exeter out in 2019. Who did they knock out in 2022? There was another knockout game they won. But it's 23 years since they won in a knockout game in France. That was against Cass in 2002 in the semi-final. I played in that one. Long time ago. But, you know, going to France, it's always difficult anyway. But, you know, in the circumstances, the situation, the emotion, I think the players obviously would have felt the crowd there, nearly 3,000 people, Fiona, you know better. Tickets were a disaster 6 or 8 weeks ago. Everybody was ringing looking for tickets. Munster fans just seemed to get hold of them. Mm-hmm. And, It was an incredible performance. So I think it is probably one of the best away wins ever by a Munster team. And Can they replicate it and do it this week? You know, but as I said at the start, it gives the whole organization a massive lift. So I think when you have results like that, and you often hear it in sport, Rory, can this be the turning point? Can you take a lot out of this? Where can it lead you to? So I think it definitely gives a shot in the arm to everybody. Let's hope no matter what happens, it's going to be very difficult to win in Bordeaux this week, but that they can build on this a little bit. Even if they lose the game, that there's, you can look back at this and say, this is where we want to be. This is the high point. How do we get better as a squad? How do we get better as individuals? Finish the URC out strong, be in the playoffs there. Because I think this current group, and they played in Castlebar, then they played in La Rochelle, you would hope that they could be more cohesive and even better this week as regards their own performance and what they can control. And I was thinking, like, you know, the next couple of weeks are vital in the URC. And if you had this kind of a team, because it's on paper, it's the strongest kind of group we've had this year. If you can get them out and in the run into the URC, well, there's no reason why this team can't win an away quarterfinal and away semi-final in the URC, and you never know then. So they could turn their season around. So if you kind of get too caught up in and get carried away a little bit, you can come unstuck very quickly. I think they'll realise that. And I just hope they can kick on now. So having it being one of the greatest away wins ever, possibly the greatest, aside from finals, let's hope they can kick on and really kind of connect with this and connect with the fans, and it can be an important moment in their careers and getting Munster back on track. Again, do we have a squad good enough to go and win a European Cup? I don't think so. Maybe I'm being negative there. Maybe some people think now that we're in the mix and we can, but you beat Bordeaux at the weekend, which again is an incredibly difficult thing to do. You're going away to France again for a semi-final. So if there were home matches, maybe you might think they might sneak to the final. But look, what Leinster did to Quinns on Saturday kind of gave a little indication of how strong and dominant they are. And they're certainly the strong favourites to win the tournament.
Just talk to me about some of the performances over the weekend, Fiona. I mean, we talked about Crowley and Casey last week and how great they were. They were the joint stars of the week. But again, this week, just the connection they both have with each other is fantastic, and they're really pushing each other on.
Unbelievable to see. And against a big La Rochelle pack as well, you know, it was just brilliant to be in that stadium and watch, you know, how they connected. Obviously, Casey, you have Murray then coming off the bench, and they have a similar kind of connection. So we're lucky in that sense that they've both these players have been away in Ireland at that top player, both the Nines and Crowley playing together. But just unbelievable, I thought Crowley was again this week. He got player of the game. We all know that drop goal. Even Raj called him, I think it was a little fake or something afterwards. So the irony of that was there as well. And he didn't just say because it was a drop goal. He said it was one of the best, you know, it's up there with one of the best drop goals he's seen. His technique, how he struck it. I suppose after that, I think it was only maybe one phase before it as well, which is I suppose as the defence, that's how you catch the defence, the guys coming at you, because you're going earlier than people would predict, and he just immediately dropped into the pocket. But just Crowley's overall play in general, he looks really confident. I think he'd one error with a kick that wasn't probably his best kick, and we see Crowley then we see Coombs getting up and blocking that down. Just the kicking game, how he controlled the pack was brilliant. And Casey's passing is so crisp. Every game he plays, he's getting better and better. So the two of those connecting together, and when they're playing as well and as I suppose as in sync, it just brings everybody along with him. But I have to take my hat off, I think, to Sean O'Brien as well. I don't think there was a lot said about him. You know, obviously missing Nankable, which is huge. But he's been playing on the wing, coming back from injury. Most of his caps from Munster he's gotten on the wing. And to go into such a big European game, to slot in so seamlessly at 12 and come up with a performance like that on the back of, you know, having played, as I said, elsewhere, it just shows the type of characters, the type of grit real monster players inside that squad players. I actually met his mam in the airport on the way home, and she was saying they had to leave straight away after the game. She was sickened, but lovely woman. So there was just some unbelievable performances. The pack, the 9, 10, 12, you almost feel like you're leaving people out. And you have to give a shout out to Witcherly as well, who probably early on in the season, not Finnelly Josh, might have given away a couple of scrum penalties, was out injured, came back stronger, bigger. And you can see now to come up against some of the best props in the world. I know Tony was gone, but still to come on to that pitch and be able to hold a scrum like he did, I think just shows you the power and the confidence these players had towards the end of the game to kick on and win it.
Hopefully they can bring that confidence into this weekend's game. Just a word on Ronan O'Gara, Quinny. Is he under pressure now at La Rochelle?
Yeah, I think he was under pressure beforehand. Yeah. But what kind of pressure, I don't know. I think, they've obviously had a lot of success in the last number of years with La Rochelle. Not last year, but previously winning two Champions Cups, being beaten in a top 14 final, being very close, being in the playoffs the other year. I think it was the semi-final they lost last year, was it? So they've been at a very high level, I think. So I'm sure there's it's a tough period for any coach, and I think he'd put pressure on himself. Whatever about external pressure, I think he'd be put pressure on himself to try and figure this out. And look, he's had a lot of injuries, a lot of players away with France, and a lot of disruption. And I think there's a number of players moving on next year and new players coming in. So there's a mixture of everything there, and he's probably got to try and invigorate his squad and his players again and get over the line, get that first kind of elusive win since January and get back on track. So, yeah, again, it was, I think the top 14, you know, again, I don't know if La Rochelle are going to be winning the competition if they beat Munster, but certainly the top 14 and getting into the playoffs, which they're only 5 or 6 points off the playoffs. So I think they've got to go on a run with their last 6 league games and get back on track. So yeah, it's part and parcel of sport, isn't it? He has a lot of credit built up there, but I think he'll need to see a reaction from his players in the next couple of weeks, and that's the fickle nature of sport. And it was ironic that it was Munster who knocked him out of Europe and his team out of Europe. But, you know, I think Munster were just fantastic. The energy levels, the fitness, the work rate, the desire was through the roof. And I think there's been a significant improvement in the set piece. And that's, you can't win cup games. I think you struggle in league games if your set piece is not right. Munster's is you know, and look, with Jeremy Lachman going off early and Josh Witcherly coming on there, coming up against Antonio, he had a few problems, but he got it right and sorted it. The scrum was a bit wobbly at times, and there was a couple of lost scrums, and they were penalised in a few, but the line-out has been much more controlled and secure. Their breakdown was outstanding. I think the pressure they put on La Rochelle's breakdown, they slowed it down, they won a lot of turnovers, and they were very, very physical and strong defensively as well. You know, Munster missed 17 tackles in the game, La Rochelle missed 11, so it's quite a low missed tackle count for both sides. So again, they're the kind of fundamentals that keep you in game: strong defence, good set piece, and they've got to be really on the money with that this week. So they're probably the key ingredients that they'll need against a very, very powerful physical Bordeaux side.
Well, that is it for part one of the Red 78. To listen to the full episode where we look ahead to the clash with Bordeaux and we talk about Jack Crowley's contract, you can become an Off The Ball member. Check out offtheball.com/join for all the details. You can become a member on the Off The Ball app, Apple, Spotify or YouTube for $9.99 a month.
The Red 78. Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
I'd like to think I know a lot,